BS and Beer Media. In association with Sports Talk with Friends, we present to you BS and Bourbon. And now, here's Craig and Dale.
That's right, Craig. BS and Bourbon. We're coming to the people. Today, man, we are going to be discussing the 2017 draft. How you doing today, man?
Man, I am doing pretty well. I was doing okay, and then I get to talk about the best draft in NFL history, and
my God,
now I'm feeling so even good. Better. I'd feel even better if more than two of them were still on the Saints.
Oh
no,
man,
I'm tripping. We got three still on the Saints. I'm a bad host.
And we got some core members here out this draft class, man. So this is something I think some people should have got a promotion over. These were very good players in the 17 draft. Can you remember your immediate thoughts about the draft as it was going on as a fan?
So I have two distinct memories from this draft in particular. So round one is on a separate day, right? Mm-hmm. When we picked Ramczyk, I remember being, one, I didn't know how to pronounce his name and I didn't figure it out for about 2 years. Two, I was so excited because I always felt that O-line was something we never had enough of. Obviously I am an O-lineman. I was so excited about this guy. And I remember thinking, wow, this is what a great pick. We don't have anywhere to put him, but like, this is awesome. I love it. He's going to be great. So I loved that pick. And the other one, I was at a bowling alley or something. I was out with some folks and we drafted Alvin Kamara and I went, ooh, that's exciting. Cause in my head I thought, okay, well, he's got the Reggie Bush, Darren Sproles, you know, catching out on the perimeter. So I saw it. I saw it all happening. Mm-hmm. And I was sold from that moment on. I had no idea how great this draft would turn out to be. I mean, we were just saying before the show, there were seven people picked in that draft. And all seven of them are still playing in the league.
Right.
Six of them are starting somewhere. That's exactly. Incredible. Incredible stuff.
I can remember, this is just reactions in the moment, okay? I remember being upset with the fact that we took Marcus Williams because, well, hold on, let me go back.
Okay.
I was relieved that we did not draft Mahomes because I was sure Mahomes is going to be a bust. I don't want this guy. We got Breeze. Let's build around Breeze. I want a player. Give me another player.
I'm glad that you know in retrospect how terrible that sounds. My God.
Listen, I can only be honest here, Craig. If I'm only one thing you can say about me is I'm honest, okay?
I don't know if that's the kind of thing you need to be honest about. I mean, bury that deep. Don't tell a soul. That's awful. Oh, my goodness.
I was also upset with Marcus Williams because during my film study, I thought Hooker was the better safety and he had more range than Williams.
I think you told me that. I think you were doing your film study and you said, man, I could see this guy being involved in the most colossal missed tackle in Saints history. Like, I'm predicting that someday he's going to blow it in the very end of a game and it's going to be historic. It's almost like you saw it coming.
The only other pick I was upset with was Trey Hendrickson because it was FAU. So
and you only like SEC guys. That's right.
I'm pretty consistent, Craig.
Yeah, okay? You're consistent. You were consistently against drafting him because he's from FAU.
Yes.
And then you were mad that we let him go because he turned out to be good in Cincinnati. Pick a lane, man.
That's right. But at least it was years later, okay? But
it was years later. He had you know, that's one we're going to argue about for years is that a lot of people thought he was a flash in the pan and we were going to have to overpay for him. And we thought maybe Davenport was coming up. And then when Davenport regressed heavily and Hendrickson continued to play at a high level in his new place, man, that was tough. And I was one of those guys. I made excuses. I said, okay, well, our coverage was great. He had a lot of coverage sacks. You know, he's a high motor guy. So, you know, guys had to hold the ball because Lattimore's locking it down, and that's why he got to those sacks. And then he goes to Cincinnati, who has no defensive backs, and he got sacks anyway. So I was wrong, and I'll admit that freely.
Yep.
What an incredible draft class. That the guys we let go are all starters somewhere. So Marcus Williams is starting on the Ravens. Anzalone's starting on the Lions. Hendrickson starting on the Bengals. Muhammad is a free agent right now, but he was playing with the Colts just last year. And then, of course, the three guys we still have are all Pro Bowl level players. You know, Lattimore and Kamara have both won their awards. Ramchek, I don't know that he's made a Pro Bowl yet, but he deserves to. He's on that conversation as one of the best tackles in the league. Just it's ridiculous how much talent we just nailed in one draft.
Yeah, it really is amazing. So let's start off in the first round here. Marshawn Lattimore, the cornerback out of Ohio State. Were you really on board with this pick? Do you remember how you felt?
Yeah, I remember. I didn't love it. As a lineman, I put more faith in the trenches, and I remember thinking that we needed pass rush and that people kind of convinced me, okay, well, he's really, really good. He just kind of fell a little bit, and if he's still there, you got to take him. I'm like, all right, well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't convinced day one at all. I've clearly been proven wrong again on that one.
I'm with you there because I'm still under this belief that the line of scrimmage is where football games are won and lost. And so I felt our defensive front was lacking. We needed a guy there, and we got a cornerback instead. Well, I remember having this debate in the group chat with you guys and Dave and everybody was saying how they'd rather have a cornerback versus a pass rusher for the Saints that year. So, but I mean, I would say, hey, you guys ended up being right here because Marshawn Lattimore worked out. He's a good player for us still, and
maybe our best player, depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
But I think that comes to a bigger kind of thing that I've been learning over the last few seasons is that one position's not more important than another. A good player, except quarterback, a good player is better than a bad player, and that's all it is. If the best defensive lineman available is insert guy here, but the best corner available is elite, I would take an elite corner over a good D lineman because you just want to have good players. And this draft really nailed that because corner, offensive tackle, safety, then running back. I don't think any of those four positions were really like desperate positions of need going in. Like no one said, okay, well, we definitely need any of those four. They weren't on the table. We had starting tackles. We had, we had bad corners, but we had corners. Yeah. We had running backs. I think we even had Adrian Peterson before that draft started. So we had players at all.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we did get Adrian Peterson too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, none of those were positions of need, but the Saints decided now we were going to take the best players that we could at those spots. And I hope that continues to pan out. We're going to go through all these other seasons and in future episodes. And, I got to say, looking at 2017 makes me really, really angry at some of the later drafts.
Ramchek, I thought it was a solid pick, but correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't this part of like a Brandon Cooks trade? Where
this was the Brandon Cooks pick.
Okay. All right, yeah, so that's the Brandon Cooks pick. Mm-hmm. They got an offensive tackle, which is usually a safe pick in the first round. These are guys usually that's going to be around for a while. I would say they knocked it out the park there with that one. I guess I was kind of on board because it's Wisconsin. Wisconsin can put out some good linemen. Mm. So I was good with that. It still sucked kind of giving up that sexy wide receiver though for...
Yeah, it's a shame how that worked out, is that he just, you know, closed mouths don't get fed all
the time. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Man, receivers are all like that. They're all just, they're all prima donnas, drama queens. They want the attention. They want the spotlight.
Yeah.
I hate to throw them all in that same bucket, but it's true. I'm sorry.
All right. And the next round they pick, Marcus Williams, safety garbage out pick. Of Utah.
What a terrible player.
I mean, he came in and he was a starter right away. I think that was amazing, the fact that he can just start. But big play he missed in that rookie season, the tackle against Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, the meaningless miracle.
Yeah.
Look, and that's going to follow him his whole career. which isn't fair. He had about three bad plays that whole season, and one of them happened to be a historic one.
Yeah,
I mean, even in that game, he had an interception that we wouldn't be
right.
We probably
right.
wouldn't be winning to blow a lead if he doesn't make that play early. So
exactly.
Yeah, I'm obviously joking when I'm ragging on him, because that he was an excellent player for us. He was very good for every year that he was here from the jump, rookie year. And it does suck that he's going to be followed by that play forever.
Yeah. He's still starting, though. He's now in Baltimore, but
on a very good defense, too.
Yeah. So let's go to the next round. Alvin Kamara, Tennessee running back. I guess, like, my first thought was, you know, if Nick Saban didn't want him, why do I want him?
You know, he still played in the SEC, right? I mean, that's your call criteria.
True. It's true.
I mean, but you had to look at the running back room at Alabama. I mean, it's less than he didn't want him, and more that he wanted to get more than a carry a game. Like that was a loaded backfield.
Yeah.
And I think the way that Alabama works maybe wouldn't have utilized him to his full potential either. And Tennessee certainly didn't.
That's definitely true. Those coaches can have, you know, NFL MVP on the bench, and they just never notice because they've got guys all over the place, and you're going to use the guys that you're familiar with, the guys that have been there, and that's what he rolled with. Like, I think that's what happened to Kamara, and so.
And I think that's kind of a symptom of a lot of college coaches that don't work at the NFL level is you have to in college you have so much control that you do everything the way you want to do it. And if this player doesn't fit exactly how I want to do things or doesn't fit the mold that I'm working with, I don't need him. Or in the NFL, you know, if you have a talent, you have to be able to adapt and use that talent. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons that Saban didn't work out at the next level. And passing on Drew Brees.
That's right. Appreciate that, Saban.
That combination. way to go, buddy.
Alex Anzalone. I hear this guy a lot on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast because I don't know, they got some kind of relationship, some kind of way. And so he's always on the show. I had higher hopes for him. He's still a legit player. He's still playing for the Lions. I want to say he's starting.
Yeah, but, I think so.
You know, I thought he'd be a better linebacker than he was, but it's still, as a draft pick, excellent pick.
I think that's a little harsh. I thought he was pretty good. He had some injury trouble, you know, that shoulder kept going.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little harsh to be, oh, it wasn't very good. I would have kept him if given the option. I thought the long hair with the in the black and gold looked awesome. He's just a cool player. And he had some good plays, you know, a few good blitz plays that I remember sticking out in my head. You know, yeah, it sucks that we let him go, but, you know, obviously our linebacker room is better now than it was when he was here. So, you know.
Yeah.
No loss there, but yeah, he's a solid player that you got, you know, what fourth round, third round?
Yeah.
Third round, number 76. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a good ball player. Another home run of a draft pick.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Another third rounder with Trey Hendrickson. And like I said, I was upset because it's FAU and I was like, you know, this guy is not even going to make the team. You know,
we had three first round picks in that draft or three third round picks.
Yeah.
That is, man, that sounds nice to see that.
Kamara, Anzalone, and Henderson, all third round picks. Yeah.
Nice.
And that could be a good reason why the draft was so successful when you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks in the top three rounds.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
Maybe that's a strategy we need to start looking at.
Well, it's a little different. You know, right now the Saints are expecting to win. In 2016, we had gone, 7-9. Everyone was talking about if Sean Payton's going to leave, is Breeze going to retire? And so they kind of pulled more draft picks together as like a rebuild, like a reload. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I don't think coming after the 2016 season, no one said, okay, we're going to be good now. So we only need a couple of players. They needed a few.
Yeah,
and now that we're in the different situation of where we're the heavy favorites in our division, I can see the mentality changing of, okay, well, we're going to get a couple of guys that we really like because we don't need seven guys. We need three. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. The last pick of that draft, Elkadeen Muhammad. I will tell you, I was very excited about this one. because of the film study I did on him and the fact that he went to Miami. Like, this guy was bending that edge. And like, this has been the guy I've been wanting to see play for the Saints forever. Like, that guy coming around the edge screaming, yep. You know?
and you know, and he had a pretty great preseason, if I remember.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. The problem with his film study is that he's playing at Miami, and the modern Miami is playing the modern ACC, which yeah. Some of those ACC teams are glorified high schools at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right so, about that.
Yeah, but again, though, he's a solid player. You know, he was never gonna flame out. He was a good solid player. I don't know how he fell to pick 196. It's mm-hmm. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that was the magic of this draft. He's diamonds at every level. Just finding sure. the sneaky good players.
For sure. He was still playing in the league. Last year, he just played for the Colts. He's currently a free agent, but I'm sure he's going to get signed. And you know, play again. So we'll see how effective he is this coming season.
That sure would be neat for a little reunion. I mean, we need some defensive end depth, huh?
You know, that's an option out there. Yeah, you know?
Why not?
I have definitely an option out there. But
good feel good story.
Yeah, but yeah, overall, man, 2017 draft. Do you think it was better than the 2006 draft?
I do personally.
Okay.
Because I think it hit on more important. I'd have to look at every step of the 2006 draft again, but 2006 sounds a lot better because we also added Drew Brees and we also got Sean Payton, so those kind of get lumped in there with it. But
I mean, you're hitting on seventh rounders in the 2006.
We hit on one seventh rounder. but even in the 2006 draft, we missed on a guy. We drafted a receiver in the fourth. And then a receiver in the seventh, and the guy in the seventh made the team in the fourth. Didn't, so
yep. That's true.
So, I mean, I think Reggie Bush is overinflated. I love Reggie. It was one of my first Saints jerseys that I bought. Yeah. You know,
still
new.
Got it.
Still in the closet somewhere. About 17 sizes smaller than it is now. But I mean, as far as impact, I mean, Alvin Kamara and Reggie Bush are not comparable in Saints history. And then, you know, Colston, obviously, I think we had a couple of guards in the 2006 draft. I would say 2017 is better.
Superior. Okay.
But we're not, you know, we don't talk about the Saints the way that we do, if not for the 2006.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know your thoughts. What draft do you think was the best, the 2017 or the 2006 draft? You know, holler at us on Twitter at BS and Beer Media. Listen, you're gonna hear the guy give you all the handles in a minute here, but we're gonna sign off here, wrapping up the 2017 draft review. I'm Dale. This is Craig, the California Cajun. We'll see you on the next one, baby.
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Also, smash the like button on YouTube. And share with friends.